Hi, I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
So as you guys know, I had the pleasure of interviewing the entire cast of Real Housewives of Potomac for BravoTV.com's exclusive Season 5 After Show. We kick things off by breaking down the winery visit, Monique and Candace's physical altercation, and the group discussion that followed. Candace and Wendy addressed speculation that the altercation was planned, with Wendy saying that Monique, quote, just didn't like Candace. Giselle and Robin called Monique's claim that she blacked out at the winery lies, while Karen reacted to Giselle bringing security to her home and explained where she had to draw the line. Plus, Giselle shared what her security guard, KB, thought of the entire discussion. Some of the voices you'll hear beyond the cast are producers and Daily Dish podcast guests. That's Real Housewives of Potomac executive producer, Kamar Basaraj, and Bravo's VP of current production, Josh Brown. Let's take a listen. Let's go back to the winery.
I just remembered thinking, oh my God, not Potomac. I just remember thinking that. Like, I was just like, not Potomac. No, why? No one wanted this to happen on our show.
I just remember being stunned. I couldn't believe that it happened on this show either.
Can you give us a breakdown of what happened?
Okay. So when we got to the winery, I am fine with being okay with everyone for the sake of the group. So even though Candace and I weren't on a good page, I was fine with being around her and having our little kiki moments.
When Monique walked into the winery, she said, thank God I'm not pregnant anymore because I could be messy. Like, she was just happy to not be pregnant because season 4, she really wasn't that involved. So I think season 5 as a whole, she was looking to be messy. We were literally about to leave and we were like winding things down, trying to go home. Candace says, oh my gosh, you know, I really love all of us.
Thank y'all for coming out.
I love you guys.
Aww.
Like, it was such a sweet sentiment.
And then Jesus. I think Ashley, you might have asked how she was feeling about me.
Are you guys good? You guys are good since the lake house.
And then the next thing is an offshoot conversation between Candace and Monique. And to show you how much of an offshoot conversation it was, Ashley excused herself to go to the bathroom. It was nothing major.
I got
you never, I'll talk to you.
Yes,
you never acted like you had a problem.
One thing led to the other.
And that turned into the escalation of the meh. That's what we do. We fuss, we fight, we argue, we make up, move on to the next. That's the culture.
For it to go from that to where it went was unbelievable.
This was really the first time that I think I gave Monique what I feel she was looking for.
Right. You fed into it.
I fed into it.
I do not play with hands in the face. Get your hand out of my face. I don't like that. What she gonna do? You gonna drag me? So at this point, all that's in my mind is, I've seen this girl in action. I've seen her with knives. I've witnessed her behavior, and I know when it's a threat. So at that point, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, which is stand my ground. So I should not have touched her hair, but I did. I will own that. She reached across, and I felt a push on my shoulder. So when I felt that, that's when I grabbed her hair.
My goal the entire time while I was down on the table was to keep my wig on. Because all I was thinking in that moment was, oh my God, if she pulls off my wig and I'm fighting this bitch in front of all these people. No, I will live in infamy as this black woman who is fighting with her wig cap on and her wig over yonder. If my wig comes off, there will be clips and memes and GIFs on the internet. They will play it on BravoTV.com forever of me fighting in my cornrows. Nothing that happened in that space warranted you grabbing me by my hair, pulling me down onto a table, and punching me in the back of my head. I'm still waiting at the bus stop for somebody to meet me and let me know what the hell I did to you. I'm still waiting. Okay? The bus has come 3 times and I'm waiting.
Three times, baby. Okay? The bus don't came.
Okay? So I'm just, make it make sense. Make it make sense for me.
My nerves were shaken. First of all, I can't fight. Okay? Hello. And I've never been this close to a fight in my life. I never want to ever be that close again.
We all had to watch it. You had to watch it at least. Like, I've known, I've seen that exact fight probably around 70 times. You slow it down. You had to analyze it because you just want to make sure when we show it to the audience that they are seeing everything in the honest form.
It was really important for us at the network to make sure that we weren't, you know, sort of glorifying or glamorizing the altercation in any way. You know, in some ways, we didn't want to show it at all because we don't want to present something like that on the network. And it's, you know, it's not something we want to feel like is fun because it affected the lives of not just Candace and Monique, but it also affected the lives of the rest of the cast. We felt like we had to cover it and we didn't want to have anyone feel like we were editorializing. So we don't have any interview bites and we don't have any music. And it's, I have to say, that makes it really, really hard to watch, but also it's something that it's hard to stop watching.
Let me ask you, Wendy, people have said that it was planned. Do you feel like she came into the space planning to physically attack me?
See, I don't know if she came into the space planning to physically attack you, but I know that there was nothing said at that moment that escalated it to that. That's one. Mm-hmm. And two, I also feel as though you just didn't like that girl being you. You know, I just feel like she was looking for an opportunity to be on Candace.
My whole world was shaken at that moment. And again, didn't think that it would go to that point. I saw everything go down so quickly, but I knew exactly what I had seen. And it broke my heart to see my friends go so volatile with one another.
Monique kind of runs through the events of the night and she claims that she blacked out.
I completely blacked out. You blacked out. The last thing I remember is one of the producers in my ear yelling, Monique, let go.
Lies, lies, and more lies. Okay? How many times is this girl gonna lie?
She really was very clear. Yeah. She knew exactly what she was doing.
When I heard that, I was just like, you are embarrassed because I think it goes against the imagery of what you want the world to perceive you as.
This is the same girl that for three seasons has tried to act like her and her husband are perfect. And they have this perfect family. And they are society people. And there's no way that their reputation would ever be tarnished. You guys, do not tarnish my reputation. It's perfect. Like, we went through three seasons of that. To yeah. Now you want to be Bone Thugs and Harmony and you want to beat people in the head. I just could not handle her reliving that night. It was lies.
When I'm sitting there listening to Monique talk, like, first of all, you know, she came in and she was very emotional and she cried. And for a minute, I felt like it was genuine. I was like, okay, I see that there's some emotion here. But when she started talking and making excuse after excuse and lie after lie about what happened, I said, oh my God.
Because of the fact that I kind of blacked out and then I also had my eyes burning with wine, I wasn't sure of what happened. It was just crazy.
Watching her cry and, oh, I can't, I don't know what got into me. And then like lie. I'm like, what the? Who does this? Give this girl Monique a freaking Emmy.
Afterwards, and I don't know how much they showed afterwards, she was talking to people. She was talking to Karen and to Ashley. She was like, this fight ain't nothing. This is what I do.
I started recalling more in that moment that happened than I did days leading out after that.
What happened? Well, she's sitting there talking about, are you going to drag me? You know? So I was like, you want me to?
Okay, you blacked out, but yet you still were, someone took you to the back. You walked around like a mad woman and ran around the building talking about, where is she? I'm going to kill her. So were you blacked out when you said you wanted to kill her? You know, it's just like make it make sense.
Sometimes it felt like a blur to me. And then sometimes I knew exactly what happened. That coupled with people telling me that certain details did not happen confused me
to the point where I was like questioning my own judgment and my own memory and the way I recalled the whole fight going down.
We all know you did not black out. You knew exactly what you were doing. Matter of fact, you might have even planned it before you got there. And you were very clear from the moment you started to the moment they put you in a car to leave.
I thought we were a group of women who can uplift and support each other and say, hey, I don't agree with your actions, but I'm praying for you. I'm here if you need to talk. I didn't like what happened. Go ahead and read me to the fifth degree about what you didn't like about my actions, but don't kick me when I'm down and then dig a grave for me and then kick me in there as well. So I expected to receive a little bit more support and a little bit more of an embrace.
I thought that she was at least going to be remorseful enough so that we would feel comfortable continuing going down this road with her. When you explained to Monique that Candace did not throw a glass at you, she did not like try to hit you with her wine glass. Once Monique got that revelation, I thought it was going to be a switch in her to be like, oh my gosh, well, I feel so bad. I beat the girl down. I thought she threw a glass at me. She didn't throw a glass at me. Like, I thought we were going to have that whole revelation. And when that didn't happen, when she was still like, you know, I did what I did and I said what I said, that for me was like, wow. She really is talking to the bloggers. She really is trying to put her side of the story out there.
This person has said out loud to a group, to an audience, that she is not remorseful.
And keeping it honestly 100.
No, I don't have any remorse. I don't even have vocabulary for that. It's like, huh? It's like, what? It's almost laughable. Like, bitch, what? You're not, huh? It's, I didn't believe it.
All of these ladies have verbally gone back and forth with each other. There is no excuse for the physical altercation. And that's where I stick my fork in the sand and say, no, you cannot sell this to me.
And she's happy about it. That's the problem. She's excited about this altercation. Candace has really, really been through it. And Monique knows this and doesn't care.
And she's laughing. She thinks it's funny.
She thinks it's funny.
I want to bring up the timeline of some blogs and social media activity.
Read her tweet. Read it aloud. Ask and you shall receive. She thinks it's cute.
I was just so hopeful that Monique would surprise me. I wanted to be surprised, but I was already ready for her to come in and just not take ownership of what happened, not find anything wrong with it. It's nothing more telling than what you actually, you know, type and hit send on social media. Like, she actually felt like she did something great. Like,
I didn't have any remorse. I felt very justified at one point. So I had posted on Twitter and I said, ask and you shall receive. And because she did ask to be dragged, so I just posted that. So nobody knew what I was talking about, because at that point, nobody knew about the incident.
So it was almost as if, like clockwork, as soon as the incident happened, certain blogs were releasing information about the incident. And that's where it started getting really skewed, because everything that came from the blog post was, one, saying information that was incorrect.
Candace, she did not initiate this fight. She did not throw a glass of wine in anyone's face. Like, it was just awful.
And two, all of the information was skewed in favor of Monique. So that's why, for all of us, it was ringing an alarm, because it was like, well, how do you know this information? And all of you guys are repeating the same inaccurate narrative.
You question, Robin, who could have leaked it. So do you have theories as to who it was?
Well, I mean, I believe it was Monique herself. I just, based on stuff that I know that she is in contact with, you know, bloggers, Instagram pages, whatever they might be.
I discussed the incident with a small group of my family and a couple friends who were there, and told them what happened. I didn't find out until February that one of those friends is the person that actually went and told the blogs about the fight. So when they kept saying in the blogs that Candace assaulted me with a glass first, and then I responded, that's not even right. Like, that's not even accurate. Like, who is even saying this and how are they getting this detail? So then I started thinking, well, maybe it's some of the other ladies who were there and maybe somebody on their team told someone.
I'm sitting there like, you could have done it. Any one of y'all could have done it because all of y'all relate and talk to these bloggers.
So check this out. That same friend is also friends with Karen.
I can say this. I don't have a relationship with bloggers. Robin has a relationship with bloggers. Ashley, Giselle, everyone has a relationship with bloggers except for Karen.
Who is talking to the blog? Because we never wanted to get out before the viewers actually get a chance to see it. And what it does is if no one admits to it or denies it, then it creates a distrust amongst the women because they're like, I'm not doing it. So who is doing this?
I felt like that she was reaching. Robin certainly was reaching at that point. Again, one of the people who came there with their minds made up already.
But then also on the flip side, it's like if she did express like remorse and I'm so sorry and blah, 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 I still in the back of my head would be like, I don't believe you because you're over here tweeting, asking you shall receive. Candace got like on social media, she got bullied so much. And it was so sad to see because I know that she's an emotional person.
Let me just give you some intel on Monique. She is obsessed with her image. So she saw everything that was being said and done. She is good friends with many of the people who were doing and saying all of the dirt for it's like a mob boss. Her hands weren't dirty, but she was the one that was disseminating information to make me look like I was this awful villain psycho who is throwing wine and throwing glasses and throwing bottles at people.
I never once said anything to any blog about what happened. And then lo and behold, they blame everything on me.
I'm not buying it. I don't care. She can try her best to lie her way out of it as much as she wants to, but we know the truth. But she can continue to manipulate people and lie and be strategic all she wants, but that's her karma that she has to live with and her conscience yep. She has to live with. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's your conscience and karma. Woo!
I'm sorry. I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of it.
Giselle, you bring your own security, and as a contrast, Ashley brings Dean.
Okay, couple things. Ashley brought Dean because Ashley did not see the fight. So Ashley really has no frame of reference for the severity of what happened.
You know, I bring Dean everywhere, but
I think that it's not fair for anyone to discount my opinion simply because I wasn't in the room when I am still a part of this group and I'm doing just fine.
Giselle was just being extra. That is what she does. She's never had a security guard in 5 years, especially not at any event I've hosted. She knew I had security and it was covered. After I saw Monique do what she did to Candace and knowing how Monique internally despises my every existence, I felt like, well, if she's gonna do that to Candace, there's no stopping her from trying to rip my wig off or do something to me. And I'm not going to give her that opportunity.
When I saw the security guard there, my first thought was like, oh, this is what we're doing? We're bringing security guards now? But in the same token, I completely understood because, again, when someone takes it to the level of a physical attack, you no longer know what they're capable of.
Trust. That's that trust again. I don't trust you.
And if we're all there to not only hear, you know, the other side of the story, but also because we're a friendship circle, right? Mm-hmm. So if we're all there to hold you accountable, who knows? You may not like what we have to say. And we can no longer measure what your reaction to situations will be. So Giselle brought her bodyguard.
Am I scared of Monique? Absolutely not. But is she capable of doing things that I don't think is right in front of the camera? Absolutely, we saw it. So I was just making sure that if she get froggy, KB is there to handle it. Candace has had to live this via social media, internet, probably for the next 5 years. You know, if you Google Candace's name, that's all you're gonna see. And, you know, I had to do whatever I had to do to protect myself. I have 3 kids and an international superstar pastor boyfriend.
Giselle did not give me a heads up that she was bringing someone else into my home. That's a no-no, but
Given the circumstance, I rose above it. However, when she asked me, could the security guard sit in the living room, that's where I had to draw the line. I said, no, he could not. He needed to sit in the kitchen, away from all of the girls, so that no one felt, not just Monique, but no one felt intimidated by this security guard that none of us know.
What do you think he thought of the whole situation?
Oh my gosh. So KB and I rode together. So when we left, he does not know any of us except me from a can of paint. He ran down everybody when we left. He was like, now the old woman, she's fake as hell. He was like, the girl now, is she married to that redskin guy? Like, she lying about everything she says. Like, he ran everybody down and he was on it, okay? On it.
That was just like typical Giselle fashion. Walk in with the security guard being super extra. Girl, I'll be your security guard. I'm not scared of Monique, okay? You did not have to pay for KB. I would have held it down, okay?
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at bravotv.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss.